For Sue, 1951 to 2017. Courage comes in many forms. The ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi or the convinced communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, i.e. the reality of experience, and the distinction between true and false, i.e. the standards of thought, no longer exist. Hannah Arendt, The Origins of Totalitarianism. It is from numberless diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a man stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope, and crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current that can sweep down the mightiest walls. Robert F. Kennedy, speech at the University of Cape Town, 6th of June, 1966. The resistance was a way of life. We see ourselves there utterly free, an unknown and unknowable version of ourselves, the kind of people no one can ever find again, who existed only in relation to unique and terrible conditions, to ghosts, or to the dead. Yet I would call that moment of my life happiness. Jean Cassou, Toulouse resistance leader and poet, La Mémoire Courte. Prologue. France was falling. Burned out cars, once strapped high with treasured possessions, were nosed crazily into ditches. Their beloved cargoes of dolls, clocks, and mirrors lay smashed around them, and along mile upon mile of unfriendly road. Their owners, young and old, sprawled in the hot dust, were groaning, already silent. Yet the hordes just kept streaming past them, a never-ending line of hunger and exhaustion, too fearful to stop for days on end. 10 million women, children, and old men were on the move, all fleeing Hitler's tanks pouring across the border from the east and the north. Entire cities had uprooted themselves in a futile bid to escape the blitzkrieg that threatened to engulf them. The fevered talk was of German soldiers stripped to the waist in jubilation at the ease of their conquest. The air was thick with screams and smoke and the stench of the dead. The babies had no milk, and the aged fell where they stood. The horses drawing overladen farm carts sagged and snarled in their sweat-drenched agony. The French heat wave of May 1940 was witness to this, the largest refugee exodus of all time. Day after day, a solitary vehicle weaved its way through the crowd, a striking young woman at the wheel. Private Virginia Hall often ran low on fuel and medicines, but still pressed on in her French army ambulance towards the advancing enemy. She persevered even when the Stukas came screaming down to drop 50-kilo bombs onto the convoys all around her, torching the cars and cratering the roads. Even when fighter planes swept over the treetops to machine gun the ditches where women and children were trying to take cover from the carnage. Even though French soldiers were deserting their units, abandoning their weapons and running away, some in their tanks. Even when her left hip was shot through with pain from continually pressing down on the clutch with her prosthetic foot. Now, at the age of 34, her mission marked a turning point after years of cruel rejection. For her own sake, as much as for the casualties she was picking up from the battlefields and ferrying to hospital, she could not fail again. There were many reasons why she was willingly risking her life far from home in aid of a foreign country when millions of others were giving up. Perhaps foremost among them was that it had been so long since she had felt so thrillingly alive. Disgusted at the cowardice of the deserters, she could not